You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is Kosher Guru, and you're listening to The Nosh here on Station 620 on your AM dial. And if you're calling in from around the world or listening live on the internet, welcome. Yes, it's Erev Pesach coming up, a lot going on. I'm traveling to Orlando, Florida on Thursday, so we're on tonight, Tuesday, April 4th, live on the air, and this is amazing. Yes, 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 thank you so much for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, as already said. You ask who and what Kosher Guru is all the time, but you know I'm still going to tell you. Kosher Guru is the leader in kosher media and marketing. We are the one, the only, of course, in our opinion, hopefully yours too, best marketing and media company and entertainment company out there to help you market anything and everything kosher. We love what we do. We love helping, and we love helping you become amazing at kosher. You could go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com, click on the consulting tab, and you can read about everything that we do, all in one location and one spot. We help you create, we help restaurants build, make their menus, hire, we help companies market, we help product development. We do so much in such an amazing venue, the Kosher Market. Yes, the Kosher Market. You could follow us all over social media. Check us out on Instagram at Kosher Guru, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru, using hashtag DoYouGuru, on Snapchat, Kosher Guru, Facebook. We have a great Facebook group, Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. Join the community. We do so many great postings. People post about recipes, ask questions, so on and so forth. Follow us on our Kosher Guru Facebook page. Make sure to like and to follow. And of course, Yossi Axelrod, Spielberg's favorite platform, YouTube, where actually he creates all the magic over there as well. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow amazing, great, funny videos, great videos, so much that we do, educational videos. I'm telling you, it really, really, really is amazing, amazing, amazing. I want to thank Yossi Axelrod for everything that he does. He's great. He's a great partner. Love having him as my partner. And he's actually redesigning and recreating the website right now as we speak. So stay tuned for great blogs and great new website coming out. www.thekosherguru.com. He's on it right now, working very, very diligently to bring the best in kosher to everybody to follow, to see, and everything else. And we have great recipes. And of course, we're working on a recipe book, a cookbook that should be coming out within a few months or so. It's going to be very, very exciting. And something that I've been approached by a major publishing house and love to hear your feedback on, and really want to get stories, is the life inside of kosher. From stories from hashgachas and kashrus things and industry stories. I've been doing this for about 22 years now. And there's many, many stories that we have, and people always say, we'd love to hear this, we'd love to hear that. So working on a book of stories from within the industries. I might get myself in trouble. I might not be able to go to a lot of places after this book does come out, but it's going to be very, very interesting. A lot of fun. And if you want to help in the book, if you want to give some of your own stories or behind-the-scenes scenarios, email me. That's what I want to say. Email me. Guru@thekosherguru.com. And yes, I should always tell everybody, and I do repeat myself a lot, I know that, but I do read all the fan mail that comes in, and we have a lot of fan mail that comes in every week, and you could email me at guru@thekosherguru.com, also, if you do, I know I said this last week and week before, but if you want to join our WhatsApp group, I'd love to have you on our WhatsApp group. We discuss daily things happening all the time and, like, you know, last-minute updates and questions people have. Email me, but you have to put down, because we don't want trolls in the WhatsApp group and some people who we don't know who they are. You have to put, give me your first name, your last name, your phone number, you know, a little bit about yourself, if you're on Facebook or Instagram or something, so we know who you are. I just like people email me, I'm Joe Brown. I'm sure you are Joe Brown, but how do I really know that? You got me? You hear me? Excellent, 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 excellent. Pesach season coming up. I did mention that Pesach season is coming up, and I am leaving on Thursday morning to Orlando, Florida, to a sold-out Pesach program with a different Pesach program. Follow a different Pesach program on Facebook and Instagram to follow my journeys throughout Pesach. Me, a lot of fun, a lot going on. Almost just shy about 2,000 people between two villa complexes joining us. I'll be at Windsor Westside. If you are in the area, if you are at Windsor Westside and you're joining the sold-out program, come say hello to me. Take a selfie like you guys always do. Take some pictures. Let's schmooze. Let's talk. I'm loving and waiting to meet everybody that's on this Pesach program from Guru Nation. But I do want you to remember that it is Pesach season, and there's a lot of stories that are coming out of Pesach programs, and I feel sorry, I feel terrible, I feel sad for so many people that are stranded around the globe whose Pesach programs have been canceled. We all know about the Prime program in California that canceled a few weeks ago. We know about the program in New Jersey for Pesach for Less that canceled quite a few weeks ago as well. You know, we're posting some stuff and reading some of this stuff, which is interesting, about some censors. They gave some excuse. Anyway, that's not news. News happened yesterday where people were already in transit and flight had tickets. I know Yoli Lebowitz posted on social media, he's got no place to go, needs a place for Pesach. Lipa Schmelzer was supposed to be in Greece, at La Perla in Greece. We've heard many different stories. If you read the letter that they sent out about a machitza down the ocean, come on! People see right through this stuff. Very, very sad. The comments going all around. I was sent a letter in Hebrew about one program, and I believe it's in Tuscany, Italy, that canceled. They're actually very nice, trying to get people to the program in Croatia, give them credits. But it's crazy. Right before Pesach, every year we have these stories, and I tell everybody, I understand there's deals to be had. I understand. But go with reputable people. Go with people you know from the industry. Go with people who know what they're doing. I understand people who can't afford to go away. I get it. I understand. I get it, but people who, you know, save up all year, it's the only vacation, take their family on, and they go, whatever it is, everyone's had to do whatever they want to do, they should all enjoy it, and everyone should be matzliach, and abetzlacha, and bracha, but it's really, really sad, right before Pesach, all these stories of places coming out. I know Zev Brenner's going to be in Orlando, Florida, hope you, Zev enjoys, wherever he's in the studio building, if he's still in the building, or left with all of our great techs on scene and everybody, but he's going to be in Orlando, I believe Orlando, Florida, with the Faskowitz boys. Story for another time. But just the stories that are coming out, there's posts all over Facebook, people stranded trying to get to another program, people trying to help, people need a minion who were trying to travel, why they're traveling so many days before, airline tickets, connections, I get it, you want a vacation, I get it, I do, food never made it, containers, but it's crazy, every year we hear these stories, and everybody in the industry is trying to find out always, which program canceled, how did this program cancel, they canceled, hey, Gewalt, that's a whole big deal, and a whole big thing, and everyone's talking about it in social media posts, and the angry Jew gets involved, and this guy gets involved, and that guy gets involved, and everyone's involved, and everyone thinks they know the hack, and they know everything. But it's sad, when it comes down to it. It's sad, people lost money, they didn't have nowhere to go for Pesach, they gotta make Pesach, they gotta scramble. It's sad, but that's why, when it comes to kosher, I do Easy Kosher. Yes, my good friends at Easy Kosher have a great platform and are doing great things for so many people who are actually staying locally in the area. If you live in the Manhattan, Upper West Side, Upper East Side, the Heights, Teaneck area, Westchester, Jersey, visit my good friends on the internet at www.easykosher.com. They have a great platform, a great program that is delivering kosher to your home. You go online, you pick the supermarket you want, you pick what you want, they deliver it, and it's great. It really, really is great. EasyKosher.com is making grocery shopping simplified. You could track your order to where it's going to you, and it's great. Yes, you heard me, it's great. And if you want something that's also great, my good friends, Naftali and Anna Hanau operate Grow and Behold. Grow and Behold is one of the premier butcher shops. But it's not really a butcher shop. They actually shecht and do their own runs all under the Star Cane. They have Beis Yosef, Shechita also. They treat the animals, the cows, the chickens so beautifully with such respect and dignity. They're all grass-fed. They roam around like an animal should, not being kept up in some cage or coop or whatever it's called, and mistreated and treated improperly. They really, really treat the animals beautifully and shechtam apilacha the right way. And yeah, growandbehold.com, Grow and Behold Foods. They have a Facebook page, www.growandbehold.com. Check out their amazing food for Pesach. They have sausages and jerky. They have all kinds of lamb and veal and briskets, pastrami, so many great items. The chickens are delicious. Their turkey, their duck, everything that they have is insane. Ooh, talking about duck and other interesting items, don't forget to check out my good friends at Pomegranate Supermarket, my good friend Chef Isaac Bernstein, with his Palm Prime Thursday this week with great, great dishes. Going to be doing all week. They have Pesach going on over there. It's insane, insane, insane. And Chef Isaac Bernstein, the culinary director, executive chef of Pomegranate, is rocking it out with great dishes, great delicacies for Pesach. That's in Flatbush. If you want to go see my other good friends at Breadberry, they have also great selections for all of Pesach, doing great, great things. There's so many places doing great things, and I love when people just rocking out kosher and really, really doing amazing things. A real fast, quick shout-out. We went Saturday night to go celebrate the birthday of David Mossberg, our CEO, good friend David Mossberg, had his birthday on April 1st. It was not an April Fool's joke. It was on April 1st. Saturday night, a few of us, Yossi Axtera, Dovi Weider, and of course Shloimi Klein of Joy of Kosher magazine, we all went to Cork and Slice and Cedars. Had a fantastic meal. I want to thank the Safniv brothers for just rocking out kosher. They have a great dairy restaurant. It's by the Cedarhurst train station in Cedarhurst. It was fantastic. Had a great time, a great meal. Really, really enjoyed it. So, David Mossberg, our CEO, happy birthday. Thank you for everyone who came out that night and wished David Mossberg all over social media happy birthday. Yes, and it's that time again. We need to take a break to hear a word from our sponsors. Want to thank Holy Cow Kosher for sponsoring this segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. And we'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Holy Cow, Glatt Kosher, charcuterie and sausages, creators of wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products, marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glatt Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section or ask for it by name.
They've been around since 1975. Gentleman's Boutique in Borough Park is where discerning, well-dressed men shop for their clothing. You see, Gentleman's Boutique caters to those who appreciate excellence and great value. Gentleman's Boutique carries an exclusive line of menswear consisting of the finest suits and accessories that command respect. Brands such as Jack Victor, Brewery, Stefano Ricci, Loro Piana, and a full line of top-of-the-line suits from Italy. They also carry a wonderful selection of quality shirts, ties, robes, sweaters, scarves, cufflinks, shoes from Italy, and other accessories. You won't believe their incredible collection of elegant ties from around the world. Aside from great values on outstanding menswear, Gentleman's Boutique offers service that's second to none. You can't buy that on the internet. Their expert staff has many years of experience to help you look great and in fashion. and they won't let you leave the store unless it's perfectly fitting. No wonder people keep coming back, and loyalty does have its rewards at Gentleman's Boutique, where nothing but the best will do. Mention Talkline for a 10% discount on all of your purchases. So come on in now and get ready for Passover at Gentleman's Boutique, located at 4915 16th Avenue in Borough Park. That's 4915 16th Avenue. For more information, please call 718-437-1477. That's 718-437-1477. And don't forget to mention Talkline for a 10% discount.
And we're back. Thank you for going back to the Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Thank you, Holy Cow, Crafted Kosher Charcuteries and Sausages, for sponsoring the show. Our good friend Albert Mazels is actually traveling around the world, putting equipment together from Europe, down in parts of southern New Jersey and central New Jersey with factories and plants. And we are so excited and can't wait for the rollout within a few months of Holy Cow Kosher Crafted Charcuterie and Sausages. It's gonna rock. I've seen test runs. I've seen a lot of behind the scenes and very, very excited. Ooh, I forgot to mention, in our first half, this Shabbos is Shabbos HaGudol. Yes, Shabbos HaGudol. And what better place if you're home and your home is kashered for Pesach already, but you don't want to stay home because you want to keep your house 100% kosher at Pesach. One Dream event. Yes, my good friend Heshi Goldstein is doing a Shabbos HaGudol program at the Hilton Parsippany, the gorgeous Hilton Parsippany. Go to www.onedreamevent.com. He has a few rooms left, and you can still join this Shabbos at the Hilton Parsippany for Geshmak Davening, beautiful Shiurim, Halakas Miros, amazing, delectable food. Call, join, email, get there now, and have a great Shabbos with One Dream Event. They do a beautiful program, put on a beautiful program. Very, very happy for them and excited to see what they come out with and what they do next. But for now, it's Shabbos HaGudol at the Hilton Parsippany. Also, while we are talking about Orlando, we spoke about it earlier because I will be in Orlando. I'd like everyone to check out social media. It's on my Facebook group. It's on their Instagram and Facebook. In Orlando on April 6th, I will be there for dinner, and they're also planning it for this Sunday. Judah Joffrey of Judd's Memphis Kitchen will be in Orlando having a pop-up in Kissimmee in Orlando. You have to go to Facebook or Instagram to our page or group. Or Judd himself, he has a event already set up for it. Take a look and join us. I'll be doing a Facebook Live video Thursday night, April 6th, for Judd's Memphis Barbecue. We'll be interviewing and schmoozing and eating and talking. Judah Joffrey will be joining me. We'll be interviewing him as well. And he'll be on the air. And we'll have a great time in Orlando. And if anyone's going to be down there, join us. For an amazing pop-up, great food, smoked food, sausages. He's bringing his A-game down to Orlando for everyone in Florida to enjoy. And I hope everybody will enjoy and join us down in Orlando for Judd's Memphis Kitchen pop-up down over there. Yes. Also want to give a shout-out, and I have to ask everyone to really daven for my Rav, Rabbi Simcha Lefkowitz. It's Avraham Simcha ben Rachel Leah, I believe. Let me just check his Hebrew name. Rabbi Simcha Lefkowitz is unfortunately right now at St. Francis Hospital, and I hope that he is okay and a full refuah shlema. Avram Simcha ben Rachel Leah, complete and speedy recovery to my Rav Simcha Lefkowitz, Refuah Shleima, and all the mitzvahs you do and continue to do for the entire community. We all know that you are what we call the Rav, who doesn't want to get his name out there, doesn't want to be in the spotlights, the highlights. You help so many people in the community. There's so many other people who always want to be in the front page of the paper and out there. That's not who you are. You do chesed because that's who you are. And I wish you a complete and speedy recovery of Refuah Shleima. you did so much mitzvahs, helping hundreds of people have Pesach food, delivering on Thursday, but on Sunday, so many people joined us from all around the community to package and deliver food. Buzz and Shlomo Mayer, I want to thank the Mayer family of the Leon Mayer Fund that sponsors this and helps put this together. We were at Congregation B'nai Shalom, I believe it is, in Rockville Center, and we had kids from Hafter, from Halb, from May, from South Shore, from all over that came. I think it was from Shalamis Girls, from all over that really helped. If I missed your school, I apologize, but all over that helped pack so many Pesach orders and so many pickups and families that we helped have amazing food for Pesach and actual, you know, food for Pesach. And it was done in such a betamt and beautiful way that I want to say thank you very, very much for all the volunteers and everybody came out. And if you go to the LeonMayerFund.org or on the Facebook page, if you want to give any donation, it's always appreciated. Zero overhead. All the money goes to helping people throughout the community all year long, especially different Yontif times. And anything you do is greatly, greatly appreciated. And thank you very, very much. But what a big, big mitzvah. And if everyone could daven for Avram Simcha ben Rachel Leah for a speedy and full and complete recovery in Refuah Shlema, as he's right now in St. Francis, which is amazing. I brought him home that night, and now I couldn't get in touch with him yesterday, and I found out today he's in the hospital. It's crazy. So my heart goes out to you, Rebbe, davening for you, and I know the whole community and all of Klal Yisrael is davening, and once again, I don't repeat myself, but a complete and speedy recovery of Refuah Shlema. That being said, I do know it's still early, and the flyer is not out, but I do want to get everybody warmed up. My good friend Yossi Zablocki of Destinations Kosher Tours, Destination613.com. If you go to www.destinations613.com, they have a great Pesach program. I think there might be one or two rooms left, but if not, they're sold out. At Honors Haven, which is in Ellenville, in the Catskills of New York. I will not be there because I'll be in Orlando, but I'm looking forward to a beautiful Shavuos at Honors Haven. And you could join me. And Yossi Zablocki of Destinations, and my good friend Chaim Kiss, and Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein at Honors Haven, up in the Catskills, for Shavuos. So stay tuned for details of that coming very, very soon. Who doesn't want to spend Shavuos with such a great crew at Honors Haven? It's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to having everybody with us at Honors Haven, of course. Yes. I want to speak about a little bit, take a few minutes, of a great, great event that I was at last week. I had the honor and pleasure of being one of the very, very few selected guests, almost like the CEO of Kosher Royalty, if you must, to the Joy of Kosher tasting at the Mila showroom. Now I thought it was Miel, M-I-E-L-E, but it's pronounced Mila. Now Mila manufactures and makes high-end and amazing vacuum cleaners, dishwashers, washers, dryers, ironing stuff. But what I was unaware of the insane items they make for kitchens, refrigerators, stovetops, induction burners, espresso machines, such beautiful, amazing equipment, well-crafted, well-put together. They have Shabbos modes, and they're really, really showcasing themselves amazingly well to good kosher kitchens. And Jamie Geller of Joy of Kosher, and of course their culinary director was there, Chef Laura Frankel, and of course Chef Klein and Shlomo Klein, the entire Joy of Kosher magazine team was there. They did a 5 or 6 course tasting pop-up meal dinner in the Mila Showroom on East 58th Street, and it was insane. They got the standing rib roast from the Fisher Brothers butcher shops up on the Upper West Side. They bought food locally from Whole Foods and Fairway, and they went shopping locally. And just like you're eating in your own home, to show you how amazing these Mila products are. We had this lovely young lady from Mila, Monique, go over so much about Mila and really explain all the items. And we got a tour of the showroom and went around and played. I use the word play because when I'm in the kitchen, that's my playground, and I'm playing. Played with so many amazing products. And it was great. It really, really was. It was great. The food that they put out on these items was insane. Jamie Geller is a rock star, a real rock star. It was amazing. Oh, it was actually last Thursday night. I forgot when it was. It was last Thursday night. It was after I did the show. I went straight over there. And I was able to really MC this kosher royalty event, being that not everybody was whatever, but they were all there. And of course, the show began when I got there, walked right in, and bam, we rocked it out. Jamie Geller was live on Facebook. I was actually on our channel a little bit. We were schmoozing and talking and going over everything. But what I learned is that I'm going back to the Mila showroom really, really soon, as I'm going to redo my test kitchen, just like Joey Kosher did theirs, and play, yes, play with these amazing high-end products and use them for my kitchen. And get them in my kitchen. Yep, can't wait to use all the Mila products. Thank you so much, the entire Joey Kosher team, for having me there and getting me there. And can't wait to see what you continue to rock out all the time. And thank you to Shlomo and Schiffer Klein, Chef Laura Franco. It was a pleasure meeting you and everybody else who was there. Also, right, don't forget to pick up the Ami magazine. Because, of course, my article, Inside Whisk, their food section is out. They have a great Pesach Part 2 edition that's out. Extended recipes and great stuff going on. And of course, always look for Kosher Guru's News Chips article inside of Whisk, inside of Ami Magazine, as we continue to rock it out all the time. We're going to end off with pet peeves. What are the pet peeves? Well, pet peeves right now is a little bit for the supermarkets that are out there. And getting ready for Pesach, please, there are so many people doing supermarket shopping for Pesach. There's so many customers there, more than usual. And all that we ask is that, or a lot of customers and people have been talking to me and complaining about it and asking if I could speak to some of the owners and managers and see what we could do. Please, if you could fill up all the showcases at night and get everything going when it's not the rush, so the customers don't have to be bogged down and tied down in aisles with boxes and U-boats and carts all around where they can't get through. They'd like to have a great experience, just to be able to go through, shop, and enjoy. And on top of that, because there's so many products out there, and everyone's saying it's over here, it's over there, go to aisle 3, aisle 5, what they really also asked if we could train some of the employees to understand and know where the products are. So when they ask, you know, where items are and what's going on, they know, and your workers and staff know what's going on, know where it is, and direct everybody properly. That's really what it is. Not really a big pet peeve, not so hard to do if you operate a professional business. I'm sure you could do this, of course. But anyway, I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, the one, the only, Kosher Guru, where we love bringing everything and anything kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way. I am off to Orlando, Florida on Thursday to spend a beautiful Pesach with my good friend Benji Atkin and the entire A Different Pesach Program crew. So I want to wish everybody a Chag Kasher V'Sameach Pesach, a Zisin Pesach, a beautiful Pesach, an enjoyable Pesach. I want to thank all of my followers who have always come in and tuned in to do everything that you do. So I want to say thank you very, very much. I appreciate everything. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos, a little early, and of course for Pesach. And we'll see you there. Have a great Shabbos. Enjoy. Peace out. Until next time.